Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Two accounting methods, accrual and cash, are being reviewed, and the debate's result could have a significant impact on some farming operations and other businesses.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This approach would ease the cost of compliance for small businesses. His proposal would allow for all sole proprietorships, as well as firms with less than $10 million in gross receipts, to use cash accounting, which would expand and simplify cash accounting for small businesses.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The American Institute of CPAs says the proposed changes would impose accrual accounting on some partnerships, S-corporations, farms, and personal service corporations, most of which have been allowed to use cash accounting regardless of gross receipts, as long as they do not hold inventory.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
They're concerned because certain corporate family farms are allowed to use the cash method unless their gross receipts exceed $25 million per year, and partnerships that include a corporation as one partner can't use cash accounting. The National Cotton Council joined the American Farm Bureau Federation and other organizations in a letter to convey support for the continuation of unrestricted cash accounting for farmers and ranchers who pay taxes as individuals, and in opposition to reducing the number of corporate farms eligible to use it. We know that cash accounting, combined with the ability to accelerate expenses and defer incomes, gives farmers and ranchers the flexibility they need to manage their tax burden.